70-year-old Nyson Sandiforo Banda from Chanu village in Domboshava went blind in 1994. Under normal circumstances, Banda, like many blind people, should be relying on well-wishers for sustenance. But his optimistic attitude towards life has made the father of six a symbol of inspiration to people in his community. Despite his condition, Banda owns a five-roomed house which he has electrified. To improve hygiene at his homestead, he designed a flushing toilet and a shower system which uses water from a well. He is also able to regularly prune fruit trees dotted around his homestead. To the eastern side of Banda's house is a vegetable garden. A thick layer of thatch grass that fences the garden prevents the ever-hungry goats and chickens from destroying the fragile plants. He says installing the water system at his homestead was a big challenge.
I started off by putting up a well. And it took me 6 months to work for a submersible pump. And it took me 2.5 months to try and get the pumps, the pipes ready. And then I went into it and I did it on my own. I did not ask anybody. But I did all the jobs, digging all the trench, joining all the pipes until I put the water where I wanted it to be. But now, it didn't end up there. I have a toilet which is a flushing system. I've got water in the garden. I've got water outside here. And I've got water inside the house. My wife is using a sink now.
Banda says he can do almost everything that sighted people can do.
I do all the washing on my own. I can do the washing, iron it with the iron. Iron, put some water on the fire, go to the bath, wash, and get dressed. I look smart. My wife is there. She's sick. She's not sick. She's tired today. I take all her washing. And I do the washing together with mine, with the kids washing together. I'm not scared like other people say they don't wash their wife's clothes. No, I wash every cloth she puts on her body because she's my wife. I can do the cooking. I go to the shops, buy a piece of meat if I can afford it. If I fry the meat, they'll say, it's uncle who cooked today. They know it.
He says what drives him is the need to demonstrate that people with disabilities have something special to give to society. Banda adds that the greatest gift of all is inspiring others.
Something to give, you must give. Don't always be a receiver. Even in the Bible, they say giving hands are blessed than those that receive. When I did this project, people were watching me do it. They didn't know what I was doing until they found that I was opening water on the tap water outside. I've got a friend next to me. He's in the army. He has also gone into it now. He bought a submersible pump. He bought a tank. He came to me and asked how it is done. I showed him the way. Now he's got water in the house. He's got water in the toilet, which makes me happy because people are adopting what I've done.
Banda says people should also be patient with those with disabilities and assist them realize their potential.
It's not easy, but you need to teach them. If they are taught and shown the way around and how they live and how they stay with other people, you must not always sit down and say, I'm blind, I'm disabled, I'm the Down syndrome. Then you just sit down and say, God, come and help me. No, you go to God and God will help you. But now, we must change. There's nothing that you cannot change. Anything can be changed. The only thing that you can change is the sun. It rises from one side and goes sinking the other side.
47-year-old Praxedes Chadambura from Pasina village in Chigondo area in Weza has attracted the attention of fellow women in her community who come to her for advice on how to work on various projects. Chadambura uses crutches and a wheelchair due to disability challenges. Despite her condition, she can weed the maize field while kneeling down. Chadambura's husband Godfrey Pasina was diagnosed with hydrocephalus at birth. The two do not have children. For the past 2 years, they have saved enough money to build a four-roomed house and a hut. Chadambura says women with disabilities should be bold in starting self-help projects in their communities. 26-year-old Farai Munodawafa is a journalism student at Harare Polytechnic. Farai, who did his secondary education in the United States, says people with disabilities should have the courage to overcome their condition. He gave the example of his friend at college in the United States, Leroy Sutton, who went into sport without pitting himself.
When he went to college, he met a friend who was blind, and they joined a wrestling team. They were recruited to wrestle together. So the blind friend would carry the friend who had no legs, and they kind of combined senses, so to say, and became like a superhuman, where the one would just navigate using his voice and the other would walk. Instead of him having to use a wheelchair, the blind man was now the wheelchair. And, you know, it was an incredible thing to witness. You would see how a friendship and a bond can produce just greatness.
Farai says people with disabilities should realize that they will only receive respect and recognition if they go the extra mile.
Your initial thought when you see someone with a disability, like my friend, you would think, you would feel some sort of maybe pity, and you would want to extend a helping hand and, you know, help them out wherever that you could. But upon doing so, you would realize this person would want to engage with you on the same level in which you want to engage with him, because you realize this person with a disability is pushing so hard to achieve things that normal people are trying to achieve as well.
Meanwhile, Sustain Moyo, an entrepreneur in Chitungwiza, works with people with disabilities and encourages them to realize that they can achieve a lot in life. He says those with disabilities can be role models if government, the private sector and individuals assist them with the resources.
The focus of my training is to help them, to capacitate them to look at themselves in a different way, in such a way that whatever talent that they have, whatever they can do, whether using their hands or anything that they have that they can use to create something, they should be aware that this can also save communities that they live in, and those people around them and themselves for that matter. How? Because whatever they can do using their talents can also bring money to them.
Computer instructor at the University of Zimbabwe Disability Resource Center, Ishe Unoziva Chinyoka, is blind. He says people with disabilities have an obligation to show society that disability does not mean inability.
These stories, they are inspiring. They simply show that people with disabilities, they are not a liability to the society. Rather, they are assets. Because in both instances, these people, they are contributing to the welfare of the society.
Chinyoka says those with disabilities should aim to live independently to get the respect of the community.
In both cases, we are seeing examples of independent living skills. Someone who can get into the field, a harvest, and grow crops, and someone who can take care of his homestead. Both of these, in both cases, a person with a disability needs to attain certain independent living skills before he or she can fully participate into the society's economic activity.
Chinyoka says independent living does not mean that people with disabilities should live in isolation. He says such people should have control of their everyday lives. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.